In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, star of the new evangelization, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we have said earlier in this week, you know, all throughout this week we have these different manifestations, these different epiphanies of our Lord's divinity being recounted to us in the Gospels. Yesterday was the very astounding epiphany, you might say, of our Lord's miraculous walking on the water. And when the disciples were out in the boat in the middle of the storm, and our Lord comes walking along, and they see him, and they think they're seeing a ghost. And he says to them, "Take courage, be not afraid," and he gets into the boat with them, and the winds die down. And the last sentence in that gospel seems to be kind of worrisome, in the sense that it seems that there is something more than just a lack of faith here. The gospel ends with this sentence. It says, "They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened." Didn't say that they were confused or that they were, it's, you know, the hardness of heart seems to be a rather lack of charity or a lack of willing to follow God. Whereas, you know, we heard that our Lord said to the Pharisees, said, you know, God permitted divorce because of the hardness of your hearts. And the Israelites in the desert, you know, they wandered around in the desert for 40 years because of the hardness of their hearts. A slowness, I guess, because of a lack of trust in God, maybe, to believe. But it seems to be you know, to hear God say something like that, that your heart is hard, would be a very disconcerting thing if I were the object of that sentence. And it seems that it's that is the problem with modern man, even today and throughout the ages, is the hardness of their hearts is what is the reason why man is not able to believe in God, or to believe in his goodness. It has a certain sense, a moral lack of charity, probably even in that sense, because it says in the first reading today, St. John points out how the love of God and faith are united here. He says, if you say you love God and you don't love the brother you see, then you're a liar. And then the importance of keeping the commandments shows that whoever loves God must also love his brother. And whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. And then he says that, for the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world, and the victory that conquers the world is our faith. So our faith enlightened by charity, is which the church has always taught, is a living faith. And that's what we need to have, is a living faith. A faith informed by charity. Not just that we believe in God, but that we love him. And there's a lot of people who may believe in God. They believe he exists. And they may have faith to a certain degree, but they don't have charity. You know, we can find many times people we run into in our lives who are former Catholics. They say they're former Catholics. I was Catholic, as if somehow they lost their membership card somewhere, you know. I was Catholic. And then you come to find out the reason why they were Catholic is because they no longer are practicing and keeping the commandments. And that is the thing that's keeping them from God. It's not that they don't believe in him. It's that they don't love him enough to give up their sin. And this is really, that's why faith is not a living faith if it only believes in him. If it doesn't love him enough to turn away from sin, then it is still lacking. It's lacking in the essential character of charity. And that epiphany, you know, the manifestation of God to us, is manifested in especially the charity that we show. If we truly say that we believe in God and we're followers of Christ, then it ought to be manifested in charity to our brothers. You might say that's where we can prove, you know, maybe a little epiphany to us, a self-epiphany, is to the degree that I keep his commandments, then I know I love God. If I don't keep his commandments, then if I'm very, you know, half-hearted in keeping them, then my love is probably, it's a good way of measuring my love for God. And then in the gospel today, our Lord once again shows another epiphany, but this is a little bit more complicated one. It requires faith. And if we have faith, then we can see God's work and his manifestations in everyday life. But in this case, it's an epiphany based on a fulfillment of a prophecy. The Jews have heard this passage read in their synagogues for countless ages. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. And so he's reading this passage, and because prophecy was to say, if you see these things being done, the one who will do these things, he will be the Lord. And Isaiah wrote these words many centuries before. And our Lord finally just says to them, this passage is fulfilled in your midst today. I am the one. You know, that's what he's saying to them. And at first, you know, they're kind of amazed. They first see that, they were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. So at first we see in this passage that they seem to be rather believing in him. But what happens in this, later on we see in this passage that then they start to be looking at our Lord and saying, well, isn't he the son of Joseph, the carpenter, and isn't he this and that? And all of a sudden, it seems that their faith was not very firm. And then the next passage, you know, we see that they want to throw him over the cliff because they just could not fathom. Their faith was not strong enough to see God in their midst. And obviously, their charity wasn't too strong either because of our Lord having to work a miracle and pass through their midst without them being able to touch him. But we see that the epiphanies of our Lord are frequent if we have faith. He manifests himself through many different ways in our life, and especially to have faith to believe that when we come to Mass, that our Lord's words, this is my body and this is my blood, given for us, that, you know, that is where we have to have that faith that manifests God's presence among us. For if everybody had faith to believe in our Lord's words, this church should be packed, and every Catholic church should be packed every morning with people who believe that our Lord is really present, that he is not just a nice phrase that he said, that he really meant that, that he is to be our food and that he is really present in the Blessed Sacrament. Let us pray that, you know, our faith and our charity will be further deepened by our contact with the Lord, that our hearts will not be hardened like the disciples in that gospel from yesterday, that when they saw the multiplication of the loaves, they saw him walking on the water, they still were like dead in the head. They couldn't fathom it. They couldn't figure it out. And it seems that there was a problem more than just a lack of knowledge, is that they were not willing to love God enough to believe in him. Let us pray that we too will have that charity that is necessary to perfect our faith and to make it truly a living faith. And pray for all those who do not yet have that kind of faith to see God working in their midst. As they say, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. But we need to realize that there are no coincidences. Everything is governed by God's providence. And if we have faith, we're able to see God's hand in even the little things happening in our daily lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.